Hare Krishna, our very great fortune to hear His Grace Madhavanand Prabhuji on a very very special seminar for 3 days. It's a day one of the seminar and the topic of the seminar is the art and heart of Vaishnav Sangha on 17th of May 2011. Hare Krishna.
Dharma Palo Vande Jagapriya Karo Karuna Avataro Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Sehoi Amara Pranare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Sehoi Amara Pranare Vishyaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Vidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Vancha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Marasya Marusanchara Kinam Gam Gokulon Mukim Santa Pushna Vimam Snigdaha Karna Kasara Sanido. It's a very beautiful words from Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the beginning of one book he's written. And it's a prayer. He's beginning to write a book. And he says, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. He says, the thing that I want to speak is just like a cow. Very nice cow. But this cow is suffering on the desert of my tongue. So I also would like to say something. And the thing I'd like to speak is like a nice cow. But it's suffering on the desert of my tongue. So then we're praying to all the saintly devotees, the Maharaj, all of you devotees, your ears are like a very nice lake. Karna Kasara Sanido. So you please give shelter to this cow of mine. And listen nicely. So we'd like to sing a song. This song was composed by a Vaishnav whose name was Devaki Nandan Das. This Devaki Nandan Das, according to the family line, the tradition of Purushottam Das Thakur, was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. According to their family tradition, this Devaki Nandan Das, you may know him, he was called Gopal Chappal before. And he did a very bad thing. He did some terrible offense to Srivas Thakur. I won't go into detail about that now. But because of that offense, he got leprosy.
And then he went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and cried and begged, please help me. Mahaprabhu told him, get out from here. You'll get no shelter from me. You offended Srivas Thakur. You should go to him. So, it's a long story. He went to Srivas Thakur and he was forgiven. Anyway, later he took initiation from Purushottam Das Thakur. And he got the name Devaki Nandan Das. And one of the first instructions his guru gave him, he said, you've done a very terrible thing. I don't know if everybody can see this. Can they see this okay? Yeah. So to become purified from your offense to the Vaishnavas, because the Vaishnavas are our life and soul. What to speak of us? They're the life and soul of Krishna. Krishna says very emphatically in the Bhagavatam, Sadhava hridayam mayam, sadhunam hridayam tvaham, mananyate na janati naham devyo managapi. Krishna says the devotees are in my heart. So the Vaishnavas are Krishna's heart. And he says, I'm in the devotee's heart. And they don't know anything but me, and I don't know anything but them. So it's a very serious thing. Therefore, to offend a Vaishnava, therefore the Padma Purana says, Satam ninda namna paramam aparadham vitanute. When it describes the 10 offenses of the holy name, only one of them is described as param aparad. And that's sadhu ninda. So this Gopal Chappal did that. So his guru gave him initiation and told him, Baba, you, to purify yourself, you should offer prayers to the Vaishnavas. So he composed this wonderful song, which is called Vaishnav Saran. Many Vaishnavas sing this song every day. Gaudiya Mat devotees, many ISKCON devotees, my Guru Maharaj liked this song very much, many Babajis. This song is considered to be both a preventative and an antidote for Vaishnava Aparad. So we're not organized so well just now, but if you want a copy of this in PDF format, we'll have that available tomorrow. If you bring a computer stick or something, I'll tell you who to talk to, and we'll be able to give that to you tomorrow morning. So we'd like to sing this song. Please sing with me. Everybody can see okay? Sri Guru Nitai Go Shirira Yara Bhuti Nasi Prema Nangi Yudhari Hari Go Vatame Vandana Hori Sopara Bhagavad Gita.
chalana bandon hoye anura chalana bandon hoye anura mahabhu bhagat gore deshe ki bala chala bando gori ha pranati bala chala jai deshe paise gaurange radha bahu kore vandan sabara chara urdha bahu kore vandan sabara chara hoye shina hoye lena prabhu jatata bana chalana bandon gande hore da ramanda sari te shanti nare jan jane purane guna gaya jiva shune mahabhudana sabha sakita bhava hello they move papi loi saya hello papi loi saya vandana kori te gati sangidari Oh, gase gulaba hoya prema dhanute gulaba hoya prema dhanute Dasai ro dekho, dasai ro dekho. So shakami moa, dame koronjada. So shakami moa, dame.
Kami bolo, everyone together.
Dosha kami moa dame koroni jada. Jaya Vaishnava ko, Jaya Vaishnava ko. Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Ami Tomara Kukur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Ami Tomara Kukur. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Gora Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gora Hare Bol.
Shri Guru Nitai Gol, Prema Hanti, Hari Hari Bol, Shri Guru Bada Ke, Shri Punjabi Bad Bashi Ke, Go Prema Hanti, Hari Hari Bol. So, I'd like to try to say a few words about the song. The song has a very deep purport, and you could go in many different directions with it. I won't go so far because we have very little time. We're going to, with Rukmini Krishna, we're going to finish at 9? What time? Okay, or so. Okay. So, he's offering obeisances to all the devotees. Brindabana Basi Jata Vaishnaveragan Pratame Vandana Kori Sabara Charan. He indicates that there's going to be a sequence in who he offers obeisances to. First of all the devotees of Vrindavan. Tarpare, next he offers obeisances. Neelachala Basi Jata Mahaprabhurgan Bhumite Padiya Vandon Sabara Charan. All the associates of Mahaprabhu and Neelachal. And then Navadvipa Vasi Jata Mahaprabhu Bhakta Sabaracharana Vandan Hoi Anuraka. He prays for attachment to the lotus feet of all the devotees of Navadvipa. And then he offers obeisances to all the devotees of Gaudadesh. And then he says, Jay Desi Baise Gorangaragan. I offer my obeisances to the devotees in Punjabi Bhag. He says that. It's there. I offer my obeisances to the devotees in Japan, in Russia, in Africa, in America. Jai Desi Baise. This is a very interesting thing because there was no Bidesi Bhaktas The time of Devaki Nandan Das, not until Srila Prabhupada came. But now you have very terrible Yavana Malechas like me coming here and speaking to all of you exalted Deshi Bhaktas. Jai Deshi Baisi Golangera Gan Urdva Bahu Korivandon Sabarachan. He says, don't doubt that. I'm holding Urdva Bahu Korivandon, both hands in the air. I'm declaring this publicly. Jai Deshi Baisi Golangera Gan. We should offer respect to all the devotees. Then he says a very wonderful thing. Hai Chena, Hai Bena, Prabhu Jatta Das. All these Prabhus, I want to be their servant. And who is it that he says specifically? All the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who existed in the past. Hai Chena. And Hai Bena, all the devotees of Mahaprabhu who will exist in the future. Sabara charanavandam dande korigas, with straw in my teeth. And I offer obeisances to the lotus feet of all of them. Now there's another meaning to this. In the Bengali, nice thing. Hai Chena means the devotees in the past. It also can mean all the persons who used to be devotees, but they're not anymore. They came every week to the Sunday program in Punjabi Bhavan. But then they decided they wanted to be a Christian or a Muslim or something else, and they no longer came. Devaki Nandan Das says, hey, don't criticize them. They're very exalted. They used to be devotees. Such an exalted thing. We should respect them. Similarly, Hayabena has another meaning. It means the devotees in the future. Another meaning is all the people who are not yet devotees but will become. That means everyone. We should see everyone as a devotee. Now, someone may say, oh, you're being very sentimental about your glorification. He said, no, this is practical. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane. Each and every devotee in Punjabi Bhag, each and every devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu has the ability to deliver an entire universe. Raise your hand. How many devotees here have delivered a universe? How many devotees here feel like you're ready to deliver a universe? You don't believe in Shastra? Brahmandanam koti sankyarikanam aishvaryam yach chetana vayadam saha avirbhutandan mahakrishna nama tame sadyam sadhanam jivanam cha. Upa Goswami writes this. Brahmandanam koti sankyarikanam aishvaryam. If you count all the aishvarya, all the opulence, and all the unlimited universes, it's nothing. It's just a tiny angsa of a little glory of the holy name. So all of you, are Kroreshwar. You're very rich people because you're keeping in your pocket, I hope you keep in your heart and your neck, the holy name. And that holy name, Mukti Tucha Falohoi Namabasa Hoite. Mukti Tucha Fal. Insignificant result of chanting the holy name. You can deliver universes. Srila Prabhupada ke! By the mercy of such a personality. And you may say, well, this is really far. He said, no, no. Ede Purana Guna Gaya Jebasuni. It's not my idea. Shastra says this. All the devotees have this ability. So, as they say in Hindi, Sadhu Sabadan. Be careful. Be careful who you're dealing with. Be very, very respectful to the devotees. Mahaprabhu Gana Sava Patita Pavan. Because the devotees of Mahaprabhu, they're Patita Pavan. They'll deliver the most fallen. Tai Lobe Mui Papi Loinu Saran. They want someone, they have some greed, even for a sinner like me, to be delivered. So I'm surrendering to them. Vandana korite mui katva sakti dari. I know what you're going to say. Prabhuji is going to tell me. He's doing a show. He's a showman. That's all. Prabhuji knows. He's just putting on a show. He's saying something. Yes. Oh, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Whereas one devotee in America, Maharaj, used to say, Prabhu, please forgive me for my obeisances and accept my offenses. That's not a very good prayer to offer. So he says that, Tomo buddhi doshi mui dhamba matra kori. I know I'm not really glorifying the Vaishnavas. I have some pride, some dhamba. I'm just putting on a show. But please forgive me. Tatapi mukera bhagya manera ulas. Manera ulas. I can't stop myself. I get so much happiness from speaking about the devotees. There's so much happiness in speaking about the devotees that Krishna himself comes. And his most ecstatic feature as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to glorify the devotees. Don't think it's a small thing. Tatapi mukera bhagya manera ulas. I get so much happiness and I'm praying. Dosha kami. Moadami koro nijadas. Please forgive me for my offenses. And please make me your servant. So I would like that if all of you will please forgive me for my offenses. And you please accept me as your servant. I'm sitting on a big chair in front of Maharaj. Please forgive me for that. I'm just a foolish person. But we're doing a service for Srila Prabhupada and our Guru. And sometimes Maharaj may get some pleasure watching a little baby trying to walk, even though he's a great dancer. So all of you, please forgive this little child for doing this. Sarvavansha siri hoy jamabandha chute. This prema is very difficult to get in this world. But somehow if you get this thing, then you can become free from the clutches of Jamaraj. So manera basana purna achirati hoy. Devaki Nandan Das wants that. I want Krishna prema. Devaki Nandan Das e lobe koi. Now why does he change his tone at the end of the song? Seems like he's changing direction a little bit. Before he's speaking about the Vaishnavas, and now he's speaking about prema. Because there's a connection between the two. Prema bhakti yaha hoiti avidya vinasyati. Sadhu Guru will give us that thing. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoya sadhu sangha. This is our birthplace here in Punjabi Bagh Temple. We're all babies. We all took birth here. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu is our father. Srila Prabhupada is our grandfather. We're all babies. Because the association of devotees is the birthplace of bhakti. Bhakti su bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhakti is not the britti. Jiva Goswami says this is a little technical. In Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that bhakti is not the britti of the Paramatma Vaibhav Jivas, the living entities who emanate from Paramatma, who are residents in this material world. Bhakti is not their natural function. So bhakti descends. Srup Shakti Krishna Pushta Parikar. It comes. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. That holy name descends with a person like Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti comes from a bhakta. Therefore, the devotee is described as Krishna Kripa Srimurti. He's the embodiment of Krishna's Kripa, his mercy. This is how Krishna gives his mercy. We can stand in front of the deities, and we should, and pray to them. But we should pray to the deities, please give me association with devotees. My Guru Maharaj, in his diary, almost every day, he was writing a diary. He wrote about, I don't know, I think 50 volumes in his diary. And every day he was writing, Dear Gopal, your servant has done this today. And almost every entry he would write, Please Gopal, please give me association with your dear devotees. That was his prayer to Gopal. And the Prachetas, they also pray like this. That, do you remember? Huh? No. We recite every day. It's not coming in my mind. That, I don't care about if I take birth again, I just want association with the devotees. Verse is not coming. But the Prachetas, they pray, my dear Lord, if you want to give me a boon, something I really want, then give me association with devotees. I don't care if I get liberation. Who cares about that? I just want association with your devotees because that's something more. Because I can get Krishna praying. Now, in this regard, we may ask a relevant question. How did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahavadanyaya avatar, because Krishna Prema Pradayate, he is Prema Pradatta, the giver of Krishna Prema, how did he get Krishna Prema? Now, you may protest. This is an offensive question. He's a Supreme Lord. He's giving Prema. How did he get Prema? He's Sankirtanaika Pitaro, the father of the Sankirtan movement, the Premanam Sankirtan movement. But he also got Prema. In his early leelas, he was known as Nimai Pandit. And he was tasting some, what seemed like Suska Gyan, some very dry philosophy. And sometimes he would debate with the devotees. Hey, Murari Gupta, come here, I want to debate with you. And he would argue with them. And in a very dry way, and the devotees felt they would avoid him. But somehow, the devotees loved him. They didn't know why, but they felt so much love, so much attraction for him. And every day when they went to the Ganga and took bath, they would pray, our dear Krishna, please give me my Pandit Krishna Prema. They would pray like that. He was the giver of Krishna Prema. They were praying for him. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard their prayers and he accepted them to show that if you want prema, you have to worship the devotees. So Srila Prabhupada created this society. We have to think carefully, what is the purpose of this society? It has many purposes. And depending on your vision, if you're a Bahirmukjana or if you're an Antarmukjana, you'll understand the society in a different way. For the Bahirmukjanas, the external people, they may think, oh, it's all about collecting money. And it's all about making big buildings and selling books and making members. That's what it's all about. They're not real members of the society. They haven't joined. What is ISKCON? My revered spiritual master, he used to comment on this. He said that ISKCON, it's not a trick question, is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So who's a member? Somebody who's Krishna conscious. It's meant to be a society of devotees who are conscious of Krishna. Once he said this, and then he pointed at me, and he said, Madhavananda, not join. So sometimes when devotees ask me, when did you join ISKCON? I say, I haven't joined yet. I'm hoping to join. When I become Krishna conscious, that's when I'll be a real member of the society. So that was Srila Prabhupada's desire. That was Srila Prabhupada's purpose. He didn't go to America to start a corporation, to start some institution and make money. Achyutanandapu recalls that when Srila Prabhupada signed the legal declaration, the legal papers for ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, it was a very momentous occasion. After so many years, Srila Prabhupada finally had a legal society, he had followers, he had some organization. And when Prabhupada signed those papers, suddenly he became very sober. And he turned to the devotees, Achyutanandapu remembers this, and he said, actually we don't need this. We don't need ISKCON. He said, we can just sit under a tree and chant Hare Krishna. And that's what he did, of course, in Tompkins Square Park. But people won't come. So Srila Prabhupada's desire was to preach. And that was the desire for the society. And this society, sometimes he compared it to an army, and the temples to army bases, where we go out with bombs in the form of books, and we're declaring war against Maya. That's one function of ISKCON. Another function, though, is to give people shelter. So people can come and they can find a place where there's some shelter from the material world. Because everyone in this material world, samsara dhavana lalita loka, they're burning. Their heads are on fire. They're suffering so bad, and they're trying to solve their problems by putting more gas on the fire. Oh, I'll get a very nice girlfriend. I'll get a husband. I'll get a nice job. And then your wife causes you more anxiety, unlimited anxiety. And not just her, but your parents-in-law, and her brother, and her sister, and her this and that. And the attempts of the living entities in this material world to become free from their problems simply cause more problems. This is described in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. So they're suffering. They're suffering from these different tapas, these different adibodhika klesha, adi-atmaka klesha, adi-dayavika klesha. I think you know these things. They're suffering from their mind and from anxiety. So when they come here, this should be an oasis. This whole place is a desert and everyone is suffering. So they come here. We were just in Gurgaon and we met one nice devotee there, and he told me, he gave us a ride from the airport, and he said, Prabhuji, I have a question. I don't understand. I've been in ISKCON now for 2 years, and when I came I was so happy. Everything was so nice. It was just ecstatic. But now, I don't feel happy anymore. Why is that? And I told him, I said, who have you been listening to? Who have you been trying to judge? Because if you come to the temple and you're very simple, and you just see everyone here, they're such a special person, they're all chanting Hare Krishna, Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dare Jani Jani. Each person here can deliver the whole universe. You'll feel pretty happy, won't you? But then if you hear some Prabhu tell you, but you know, this Prabhu over here, he's not very good. He's a brahmachari now, but he was married before. And I saw him looking at the girls. Don't be respectful to him. And this other fellow here, there was a scandal a few years ago. He stole some money, very bad. Don't be foolish. Don't give respect to them. And you become sophisticated. I'm a sophisticated person. I'm not a fool. I'm going to be careful who I respect. I'm going to pick this one or this one. I'm not going to respect everyone. And then you become unhappy because you see so many faults in other people. You've lost your simplicity. I'd like a show of hands. Please tell me, is there anyone in this room who has been given an instruction from Krishna personally, or from Srila Prabhupada, that you should find the faults of the devotees? Raise your hand. No one. So then why do we do it? Shreyan Sadamu Viguna Paradharma Sanusita. Do what you're supposed to do. I can tell you honestly, when I joined ISKCON, there was no Akashvani, no voice in the sky, Madhavananda. You should join ISKCON and solve all their problems. There was no voice like that. I have problems. And that's why I came here. Srila Prabhupada said, the symptom of a Vaishnava is he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see fault in others. Krishna Kun. We should understand Srila Prabhupada's desire. This movement can't be destroyed because this movement is non-different from Krishna. And the members of this movement are Krishna's associates, associating with Krishna in the form of his holy name. They're like the Yadu dynasty. But only one thing could remove the Yadu dynasty. The Yadu dynasty. Only one thing can stop this movement. Us. As Pogo said in America, you remember Mars in the cartoon? We have met the enemy, and he's us. We've met the enemy, and he's us. This is the real enemy. Prabhupada said, instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the Hare Krishna movement. It's not a political movement. It's not a monetary movement. It's a movement to associate with devotees. And when people come here, we should give them shelter. We should emphasize the holy name. We should emphasize Krishna Katha. Otherwise, when they come here, and they're very happy, like my friend in Gurgaon, and then someone tells them something bad about a devotee, and they think, oh my God, there's no shelter here either. These people are also fighting. I thought these were saintly people. But sometimes we do fight. Srila Prabhupada commented on this, in one letter. In 1972, Prabhupada said, I've noted your several complaints against the devotees. Prabhupada said it would be better to set the example than to criticize the defects of the devotees. Prabhupada, this is a very important instruction, very nice, very famous letter, isn't it, Mars? Prabhupada said, we should always remember, very important instruction, we should always remember that we recruit members from people in general. Not everybody here is a Premi Bhakta just yet. It's not expected that every one of our members should immediately be to the standard qualification. Next. He said, the best thing for you is to set the example by your personal behavior and try to reform others, not by criticizing, but by friendly behavior. So this is the art of Vaishnav Sangha. We have to learn the art of how to associate with devotees, because this Vaishnav Sangha is the heart of Krishna, and it's the heart of all of us. If you offend the devotees, you're breaking Krishna's heart, and you're going to break your heart, and you'll break this society. So we need to learn how to associate with the devotees, how to respect them. So this morning, we're starting a little late. I'm very sorry. We don't plan on doing this again. We came from Gurgaon this morning, and we were a little bit late. And I beg apologies from all of you, because that's not being respectful to you. Because all of you came at a proper time, and I should be respectful. We should know that we want to have a Vaishnav Sangha. A Vaishnav Sangha is not just something, it's not just a noun, but it's a verb. You understand English grammar a little. It's not just a thing, but it's an action. It's something that we want to do. It's something you have to work at. What is a Vaishnav Sangha? What is it based on? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us one important verse. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said about that verse that if you don't know any other verse, at least if you know this verse, this is the most important verse. Urdhva bahu kori kahun suna sarva lok nama sutre ganti para kanti slok. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Urdhva bahu kori kahun suna sarva lok nama sutre ganti para kante shlo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Urdhva bahu kori. Again, with my hands in the air. Attention! That's what it means. Please listen. Urdh bahu kori. Kahun suna sarvalok. All of you listen. Nama sutre gandipara. Kanti a slok. You take one slok, one verse, one particular verse, and you make a mala, a necklace. The string you should use for this mala is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And what is that one slok that you should thread together with the holy name? Maybe you might know this verse. If you know this verse, you can recite it with me. Trinadapi sunichena taroravya sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So these two things, they go together. This slok, the meaning of this slok, the purport of it, and the holy name. We should respect everyone. And especially, we should offer respect to the devotees. It's very, very important. So, why should we offer respect to the devotees? Someone may question. We'd like to offer you a few Shastra Pramanas. Evede Gaya. Evede Purana. Gaya Gunyam. Evede Purana. Guna Gaya Jebasuni. All the Vedas and Puranas say that the devotees are so glorious. Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Haribo. Diksha kale bhakta kore atma samarpan. Sehi kala Krishna tare kore atma samarpan. Hare Krishna. Diksha kale bhakta kore atma samarpan. As soon as someone has diksha, they're initiated. Krishna says, Atma Samarpan. When they surrender, Sei Kali Krishna Tari Kori Atma Sam. They're non-different from Krishna. You should respect them. Ishvare Tadadineshu Baliseshu Dusatsucha. We should learn how to respect devotees. What is the Kanishtha Adhikari? How does that begin? Ishvare Tadadini Shriyasa Madhyama Adhikari. What is the Kanishtha? Buddhi? Prakrita Bhakta. The Prakrita Bhakta, his symptom is he worships the Lord. Very nicely. But he doesn't give very much importance to the devotees. He's a fool. He's a materialistic devotee. He doesn't understand the Lord is giving all importance to the devotees. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadhanam hridayam tvaham. The devotees are Krishna's heart. Be careful when you're dealing with Krishna's heart. Don't break his heart. We should be very respectful. Narada Pancharatra describes. Mantra gahana matrena naranarayanatmakaha. Punati lila matrena purushanam satam satam. As soon as someone gets Krishna mantra, then that person is considered to be on the same platform as Lord Narayan. And they easily deliver 100 generations of their family. As soon as someone starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna mantra pasakanam sadhu darshana mantra taha satta jammarjita papan muchate nakta sangsaya. Simply by seeing a devotee who's chanting the name of Krishna, just by seeing him, all the sinful reactions someone has for 100 lifetimes becomes immediately vanquished. Don't have any doubt. The devotees are very, very special. Lord Shiva, he tells Parvati, Vaishnava Darshananeva Sparsanena Cha Parvati Sadyaputam Jalambahir Jagatputra Samirana. Oh Parvati, just by seeing a devotee, touching a devotee, the water, fire, air, and the entire world become purified. Darshanam Vaishnavanam cha Deva Vamshati Nityasaha. Na Vaishnavat Paraputo Vishveshu Nikileshu cha. The demigods, they're always coming to Mangal Arati here in Punjabi Bagh. And they're wanting to take the dust of all the devotees here. They want association with all the devotees. Therefore, in Padma Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna a very important thing. I saw some years ago a very nonsense article. Someone had written, they said, no sadhus in ISKCON. Oh my God, there's no sadhus in ISKCON. If you're a Prabhupada disciple, then you're very fortunate. But all the rest of us were just out of luck, because Krishna, after Prabhupada, he reached in his pocket and there's nothing else there. There are no more sadhus after him. No sadhus in ISKCON. No. This is the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. It was Hiranyakashipu who said, ah, Prahlad, where is this Krishna? Father, he's everywhere. Ah, is he in his pillar? Yes, Father. I'll kill him! And Hiranyakashipu picked his sword and he got a big surprise. Krishna's everywhere. But Krishna's not alone. Krishna's always with his devotees. We have proof that there's sadhus in the world today. Proof is the sun is shining. The proof is there's air. The proof is this universe exists. And this is a statement of Krishna in the Padma Purana to Arjuna. Sangsara Vaishnavadino Deva Vaishnava Palita Hamja Vaishnavadinas Tasmat Shrestha Cha Vaishnavaha. Sangsara Vaishnavadino. This universe, he says, Arjuna, it can't exist without the Vaishnavas. If there's no pure devotee, there's no universe. Deva Vaishnava Palitaha. There's no devatas. They can't exist. Agni, Surya, Vayu. They can't exist without the presence of Vaishnavas. Krishna says, what to speak of them? Aham cha Vaishnavadinas. I can't exist. If there's no sadhu, there's no Krishna. This is our proof. Our proof that there are sadhus present in ISKCON, in Punjabi Bagh, is the fact that all the devotees here are chanting so loudly every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Is it a cheap thing to chant Hare Krishna? Are they doing it in the Congress? Here in Delhi, they're very big people. Sonia Gandhi, is she chanting Hare Krishna mantra? She's a very big lady. Are the politicians chanting? Maybe one or two, hopefully. But very few people are doing that. They can't do that. Only a sadhu can do that. And those sadhus, the proof that they're sadhus is they're chanting. Krishna's present there. Krishneti yasya giritvam manasadriyeta. And therefore we respect anyone who chants Krishna's name because they're carrying Krishna with them. That person may be, yesterday we told a story about Hiranyakashipu's Garbhodan Sanskar. Would you like to hear that story? We know, Prabhupada said, that to have a Krishna conscious child, you should do Garbhodan Sanskar. And we know that Kashyapa Muni and Aditi, they didn't. And they had not a very nice child. Some of the grihasthas, sometimes you complain, my child is very difficult, but Kashyapa Muni had a more difficult child. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu was a big demon. But what Garbhodan Sanskar did he do to have Prahlad Maharaj as his son? What did he do? The Nrisimha Purana tells the story. On one occasion, Hiranyakashipu told his wife Kayadu, "Hey Kayadu, I'm going to the office. I'll be back later on. You take care of the house." There was no office in those days, but he was going to Mount Kailash to do some tapasya because he wanted money, money, money. Money's the honey. He wanted some shakti so he could trouble everyone in the universe. The Bhagavatam says he was like a fever of meningitis in everyone in the universe. So he went and he was doing tapasya. Lord Brahma started getting really nervous. This fellow is going to cause big troubles. At that time, Narad Muni came with his friend Parvat Muni. And he said, "Hey Dad, you look troubled. Something wrong?" Lord Brahma said, "Well, it's this demon Hiranyakashipu. He's doing all these tapasya. I don't know, he's going to get so much power. Big problem. Father, you want to stop him?" "Yeah, that would be very..." "Don't worry, Dad. I'll take care of it." "What will you do?" "Krishna's with me, Father. It's okay. Don't worry." So then Parvat Muni and Narad Muni, they took the form of little birds. And they went to the place where Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerity. And he's standing there on his tiptoes with his fingers in the air, ants building a house around him. And those little birds in the tree, they started singing very sweetly. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. When Hiranyakashipu heard that, he became very annoyed. "What are you doing? Stop that! Buttons! Ha!" Have you ever met anyone like this? Sometimes when we were doing Harinam in America, we meet people like that, isn't it, Maharaj? "You stop that! Don't chant anymore!" They would say like that. Hiranyakashipu became so agitated. "I'm Bhagavan! Why are you saying someone else's name? Who is this Narayan? Who's doing that?" And he looked around and he saw these little birds. He picked up his bow and arrow to kill them, and then the birds flew away. And Hiranyakashipu became very agitated. And he couldn't do any more tapasya. They ruined his day. He was very, very disturbed. So he went back home, and Kayadu was having a nice day without her demon husband there. "Oh, Prabhu, you came back early on." And she says, "Well, what happened? Why did you..." "These two birds, nonsense, Hare Krishna people." Going into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Very bad. She said, "Well, what happened?" "These birds, they were chanting Om Namo Narayana Maha." He said like that. "Oh, they're very bad." And then he looked at his wife. "Hey, you look pretty good, you know." And he's a very lusty fellow. So he engaged in some relations with his wife then. And then Nrisimha Purana says, because of that, they had Prahlad Maharaj as a devotee. Because he heard the holy names from Narad Muni, and he repeated it. So don't underestimate the devotees. Don't underestimate this movement. This movement is not just for the deities. It's not even just for the books. But the heart of this movement is the devotees. And they carry the books, and they worship the deity. And if you want to please the deity, if you want to please Krishna in the form of the books and Srila Prabhupada, then you'll cooperate with the devotees. And not complain and criticize and everything like that, but serve the devotees with love and affection. This is the art and the heart of Vaishnava Sangha. So I should stop there. It's 9:35. Do we have time for any questions? Yes? I'm very sorry. Please forgive me for speaking so long. Tomorrow we'll try to be more timely. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? Maharaj, do you want to add anything? Is there a mic for him?
First, I want to thank you for your super excellent presentation. You don't have to call. Of devotees and the value of Vaishnava, this is what will make our society. starting to clear strong when we realize that we're not associated with ordinary human beings. Actually, because outside people who are not chanting the holy name are not actually human beings. All respect to their name Jesus, but they're not actually human beings, you know. So emphasis is very much needed, and I hope you will travel all over the world with this message and publish CDs and make videos and other such transcendental propaganda to encourage all devotees to appreciate who we're associated with. I have some questions in general. With your permission, which are not directly related to your class, but they're types of questions that there's very few devotees that can answer these questions. No, I'm serious. There's very few that can answer these questions. So, with your permission, can I ask a couple of questions? They're not generic questions.
I still haven't joined ISKCON, but I came and stayed in the ashram in 1982. In Los Angeles, and one of the first devotees I met, who was very affectionate to me and very helpful, was my dear god uncle, Mukhanlal Prabhu Maharaj. Yeah. And Maharaj was telling me, Madhavendra, you should go and you should preach, and I have no qualification for that. But if I have your blessings, Maharaj,
you
can maybe do something.
First of all, you mentioned briefly something about Gaura Lila and Nimai and how did he get Lovegod's ship. So after he went to Gaya and he met, took his initiation into Gopal Mantra, and then he came back transformed from the logician that you described, argumentative logician who was arguing with Mukunda and others. Then he came back massively transformed as a result of his initiation. And so he was adored. Apparently he was adored by all the residents of Navadvipa. Because of his beauty, even the young girls were feeling agitated by his beauty. It's something we don't think about very often, but they were feeling what is explained by, you know, the Acharyas that he was, the young girls were feeling a brutal feeling towards Nimai because of his extraordinary beauty and handsomeness. Yes. So although, I mean, he was not yet a renunciate. He had his long hair, apparently living very opulent with silks and gems and all these things. One question is, his father was not very wealthy, so it was mostly donated wealth, is it? His father was not a wealthy Brahmin by nature, was it? Was it mostly donated wealth?
I'm not aware of any description about Jagannath Mishra's occupation. I am aware in a number of biographies of Mahaprabhu that it states that, especially after the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra, who we would presume was a teacher, perhaps, and a Brahmin, and getting money, who we presume was a teacher and a Brahmin and getting some bakshish in that way. But after his disappearance, sometimes there was money problems. And sometimes Mahaprabhu, he would go somewhere and he would come back and give his mother some gold. Where did you get it? Oh, mother, it just came. You take this. He's a very special son. It's stated sometimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He also returned some things there. And Chaitanya Bhagavat also says sometimes the young... Also, our acharyas say that sometimes he did some miracle also. He just produced some gold and gave it to Sachimata.
So, anyways, then gradually, yet we hear in the, I think it's taken in terms of how, so the residents of Nabuchin were disrespecting when the chanting became intensive. When they went to the house of Shiva Pandit, Arnam party, of course he's a little older now than Asila, and then he became, then the spark of Brahmins were strongly indignant. So it seems, how do we harmonize this, that on the one hand, the as Demai, and it's growing, even after he got married to for the first time, the Lojan Das Thakur is saying that he was adored by all the residents of Navadvipa. Yet later, but in the Chaitanya Chaitravita, the different emphasis there in terms of this chanting of the Holy Name by the Vaishnavas not being appreciated, especially by the smartest section, but rather that they were. So how do we harmonize this? Sometimes it seems they're described that they were all Vaishnavas, as if they were all Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas. Yet elsewhere it seems to be described that there was this strong smartness that influence whereby they threatened the Sankirtan party, the house of Shiva Sankar, they threatened to break all the homes and they didn't stop the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So, what is the progression here? But then as the mind was coming out as Mahaprabhu, then the hostility increased, or became because the description is there that they adored him, but then from that they seem to become overt hostility. So how do we understand this?
Well, there's a number of comments we can make on this pastime. I heard from my spiritual master something about this. First of all, not exactly on your question, but related to it. Why was the kirtan in Shiva Sangha held behind closed doors? And Prabhupada makes some point, my Guru Maharaj explained more about this, that because this kirtan is for qualified people. We go out on the street and we do kirtan. This is Mahaprabhu did kirtan to going to the Chankazi to protest. We do kirtan, we do book distribution. But we also should have another time when we come together with devotees. And we can speak something a little higher than just you're not your body and be a vegetarian and simple things like that. That's important for us. And so Mahaprabhu is teaching us that. Now as to how it is that some of the residents of Navadvip, who are considered to be very exalted persons, how is it that some of them were angry? That's a very interesting thing. We could compare that to the residents of Ayodhya, who are all considered to be associates of Lord Ramachandra and very exalted persons, but some of them became critical of Sita. And as a result of their offense, they lost the association with Sita, who is the Karuna Shakti, the personified mercy potency of the Lord. They committed such an offense, but still at the end of Ramlila, all the residents of Ayodhya got liberation. So they're not ordinary persons, even though they did some offense to Sita. Similarly, about the residents of Navadvip, Thakur Bhaktivinod, he's described in his Kalyana Kalpataru, a nice songbook he wrote in was staying as a first headmaster in Bhadrak, in Orissa. He sang it, Ekona je brahmakule chaitanyara ori, take jani chaitanyara lila pushtikai. He said, I know that all the so-called enemies of the Lord, these brahmakules, all these smarta brahmins who are criticizing the Lord, he said, I know that they're all very exalted persons and they served a purpose, lila pushtikari. They helped to nourish the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So then he says, Shri Chaitanya Anuchar Shatru Mitra Jakta Shakalera Shri Charani Hailama Natta. I bow down to all the associates of Mahaprabhu, both as enemies and as friends, because they're all exalted persons, but they're doing some different pastime. Just like in Krishna Lila,
Radharani, she's staying in Javat with Jatila and Kutila, and they're always harassing her. Ah, you're Asati, you're not chaste, going with that black snake Krishna. Mm-hmm. And they're criticizing Krishna in so many ways. But Kavi Karnapur, in his Gaura Ghanadesh Deepika, he says, don't criticize them. He says, you know, we have this in Gaura Leela, we have this, what's his name? The critic. Ramachandrapuri. Who wants to be like Ramachandrapuri? Raise your hand. Does anybody here like to be like Ramachandrapuri? Thank you.
Not everybody knows who Ramachandrapuri
is. Ramachandrapuri was...
I don't know what he did either.
Ramachandrapuri... Where's my bag?
I'm sorry to say, they have not read
Chaitanya. You should all read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maharaj is instructing in a way. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says... Se halite Ishwarapuri Premira Sagar. By the blessings of Ishwarapuri, by the blessings of Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarapuri became an ocean of prem. And Ramachandrapuri Hoyla Saravanindakar. He became a critic of everyone because he offended his guru. And he was even criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees didn't want to see his face. He was always criticizing everyone. He was a great nindaka. He was a great critic.
But just tell us how he offended his guru. What he said to his guru, Maharaj.
When Madhavendrapuri was leaving his body, he was crying, oh my Lord Krishna, I am so unfortunate. I am a materialistic person. Please help. And Ramachandrapuri came and said, hey, Guru Maharaj, na sochati, na kangshati. Don't lament. Think of Brahman. He started preaching to his guru like that. And the result of that was such a terrible offense. More offenses came. And he started criticizing other devotees. He started criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But don't criticize Ramachandrapuri. Who's Ramachandrapuri in Krishna Leela? He's an eternal associate of the Lord. His name in Krishna Leela, according to Kavi Karnapur, is Jatila. And that's Jatila's rasa. She's always criticizing Krishna. Ah! Get away from my daughter-in-law. Budmas, rascal. She's always criticizing Krishna. So Jatila, that's her service. And it enhances Lila Pushtikari. It enhances the pastimes of the Lord. And so to do her service, she does his service. She came, again, as Ramachandrapuri and Gaura Leela. So even in the Bible, it says we hate the sin, but not the sinner. We don't like what Ramachandrapuri did. We don't like what Jatila did. But we're not going to criticize them. They're eternal associates of the Lord. So Maharaj is asking this question. In Gaura Leela, those persons who seem like demons, the Smartha Brahmins, they were actually devotees. And even Ramachandrapuri was a devotee. And their purpose was to enhance the pastimes of the Lord. Is that okay, Maharaj?
Well, now that you mentioned Jyotila, Jyotila, is there a Jyotila in Goloka Vrindavan also, or only in earthly pastimes?
As far as I understand, there may be a Jatila Nityalila, but her position is a different position. Because in Nityalila, Radha and Krishna are married to each other. Radharani is not married to Abhimanyu. The example is given by Goloka Vrindavan.
The Gokul sector or the Aishwarya.
In the Gokul sector, Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champal gives an interesting example. He says that Mani Griva and two sons of Nalakovera Mani Griva, that what happened to them after they were liberated in their form of trees? He says they resumed their eternal forms in the spiritual world.
They went back to the spiritual world, and there they were known as Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. And they were narrating all the pastimes of Krishna that happened in Gokul, in Bhumi Vrindavan, to Krishna there in the spiritual world. So although they were associates of Krishna in the form of the Dyamalarjun trees, and they were liberated by Krishna, in the Nitya Lila they had a different identity, Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. And there are two, in English, I don't know a good word in Hindi, in English they would call them bards, singers in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and they would relate the pastimes. Because in the Nitya Lila, the residents of Goloka Vrindavan, they're very interested to hear what's going on in the Boma Lila. Okay, so I can't say any more than that.
So anyway, well then how come Balaka and how come they went to the heavenly planets instead of returning to Goloka?
Sometimes this is a very difficult thing to conceive, because we're trained up in Krishna book and Prabhupada's books that the living entity cannot expand himself. A yogi can expand himself in three or four places, but he can only do the exact same thing in each place. But Jiva Goswami and Prabhupada, in one letter, Prabhupada says a different thing. He says there's certain devotees, and Prabhupada gives example, and you know this letter, Maharaj. Prabhupada mentions Kunti Devi and Arjuna. He said there's some devotees who are eternal associates of the Lord in the material world. So there's some devotees who are doing services here in the material world. Now, another point is given by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and also in this Advaita Prakash, we're just getting one book translated, a very interesting book about Advaita Acharya, very Shastric book. Anyway, the point is made that just as Krishna is Purna, he's complete in Dwarka, but he's Purnatara, more complete in Mathura, and he's Purnatama, most complete in Braj, so also are Krishna's associates. Very interesting thing. In Braj, they're Purnatama. In Mathura, they're Purnatara, and in Dwarka, they're Purna. And Sanatana Goswami elaborates this in his commentary in his own book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He says that he gives the example of Maru Mango, who in the heavenly planets becomes Narad Muni. And the Leelas are going on at the same time. In the Nitya Dham, and also in Boma Vrindavan, Maru Mangal is there doing pastimes of Krishna. And the same Maru Mangal becomes Narad Muni in the heavenly planets. And sometimes that Narad Muni comes to Braj, and he might meet with Maru Mangal. It becomes very confusing. Because Jiva Goswami says these eternal associates of the Lord, they have inconceivable potencies. And Prabhupada says that Arjuna is with Krishna, and all the universes where Krishna is performing pastimes, simultaneously Arjuna is there with him. It's a very, very inconceivable thing. If we wanted to make it more far out, a little more inconceivable for you, we would look in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika and analyze devotees like Roy Ramananda, who are considered to be Arjuna, and Arjuna Gopa, and Arjuna Gopi, and as well as Vishakasaki. Four different personalities in one. How do you understand that? It's inconceivable. It doesn't necessarily mean, I don't know a good example, I'm from a very bad background. It's not like sardines in a can. We squish a whole bunch of personalities into one container or something. But I would, my humble understanding, or one way to look at it, at least we can say, is that some Shakti, at least, of each of those personalities enters their body. Similarly, in Jagannath Puri, the Skanda Purana describes as the Pancha Mahadevs, five prominent deities of Lord Shiva, Nilakanteshwar Mahadev, Kapoteshwar Mahadev, Markandeshwar Mahadev, Lokanath Mahadev, and Jambeshwar Mahadev. These are the five principal deities of Lord Shiva. These five deities right now, tonight, in Jagannath Puri, during Chandanyatra, these five deities come, and they take part in the procession with Lord Jagannath. and they have a special title. They call them the Panchapandavas. And it's considered in Skanda Purana that each of these five Shivlingas are also non-different from one of the five sons of Pandu. For example, Jambeshwar Mahadev, who is actually known as Yamaraj Eshwar Mahadev, Jambeshwar Mahadev is considered to be a manifestation of Yudhisthira Maharaj. And who is it? Kaputeshwar Mahadev is considered to be an incarnation, partial incarnation of Arjuna. And so in this way, each of these five Mahadevs is also considered to be a partial personality. So these living entities, they can do very amazing things. So Nalukuvera and Manigriva can be in the heavenly planets doing their seemingly mundane work as the sons of Kuvera. And they can also be in the spiritual world in their original forms as Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. Is that okay, Maharaj?
Yes, well, we're just verifying the function of Jiva. So Narada Muni is, Prabhupada calls him the eternal spaceman. And the body that we're most familiar with is laying on the Venus and traveling throughout the different universes. So there's an Narada for every universe also, isn't there?
Yes.
So but he's still forgiving, he's not sufficient enough.
Yes. But he's not exactly Jiva Tattva either. We would call him Shakti Tattva. He's a Jiva, but Sakshadharitdin, Astamasta Shastra. He's non-different from Krishna because he has Krishna Shakti.
Well, you're mentioning that slogan from Sansara prayers, that opens up a whole other discussion. Because Prabhupada is the same thing, otherwise we're guilty of idol worship. And then again, we don't really know whether somebody is clairvoyant or Buddhamadakari, where Prabhupada is, what Prabhupada is doing right now in other universes, quite possibly. We don't know. Somebody may know, but we don't know.
Preaching.
Yeah. But I can say that we have Jiva, we discussed, I asked you that question in my world, so that Jiva has this extraordinary capacity. So Narada Muni eternally has that sannyasi form now, correct?
Yes.
And which that we're everyone is familiar with. Yet in the Bhagavatam, there appears to be an origin of point of time of origin. You know, he appears as the son of Lord Brahma. So I suppose that in every universe he appears as the son of Lord Brahma?
Yes. Jiva Goswami says a very interesting thing. He says that Krishna has two types of leelas, Nitya Leela and Naimittika Leela. The Nitya Leela is always going on in the spiritual. Nitya and Naimittik. Naimittik means occasional. Or pastimes which take place in the material world. And of the two, he says the Naimittik Leelas are more sweet. They're more dear to Krishna. And that's why, the proof is, that's why Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta are telling all about Krishna's Boma Leela in the spiritual world. Because they're very eager to hear about it. Because there's no Janma Leela in the spiritual world. Some people say, it's a little, sometimes different acharyas say different things. Some acharyas say there's no Bala Leela in the spiritual world. Some acharyas say, based on the Gita, Gita says there's no sun, no moon, no fire in the spiritual world. Huh? So there's some acharyas say there's no cooking. There's some rumor about cooking going on there. But here, Mother Yashoda is always cooking, and Radharani is cooking. So it's a superior leela. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada said, there's no demons. But there's rumors of the demons. Sometimes they hear about it. But here, there's demons. And Krishna gets some fun. Huh? It was at Acharyas, they described that when, this is picture right here, which is named Trinavarta. When Trinavarta comes, he picks up Krishna. Why did Krishna agree to be allowed to be picked up by Trinavarta? Because Krishna, every child wants to go on a Ferris wheel. Every child wants to go to the amusement park. So Krishna also wanted to go for a nice ride. And Krishna wanted to see Braj. Huh? Because he loves Braj so much. So he took a ride on Trinavarta and he got to see Braj Leela. So Trinavarta is actually doing some service for Krishna. And so is Putin and so all the demons in different ways. That's another big subject. We're supposed to do some seminar in Faridabad about Jarasandha and Kamsa and how their role in Krishna Leela. Very interesting thing. All these demons have some role, Leela Pushtikari. They're all nourishing the Lord's Leela. And they're not there in the Nitya Leela, but they're there in the Naimittik Leela. And the Naimittik Leela is superior. And another big topic, which I won't speak on, it would take us several days. We spoke in Mayapur something. You're all in Nitya Leela. Prabhupada says that. Not me. Prabhupada says, where's the book? You won't believe me unless I read this. It's a very far out statement. Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 11, text 89, purport. Narottam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sung as follows, Gaurangera Sangigani Nitya Siddha Korivani Sejai Brajendra Brajendra Sutapas. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they don't belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours daily and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. And I'll jump ahead a little bit. Prabhupada says, one who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should not think that because Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. Now how this is very esoteric and very amazing. All that I can tell you in a simple way, a short way, is that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very amazing. He's truly Mahavadanyaya Avatar. Because he's engaging everyone. Adyapiha Chaitanya e Sabalila kore Jakoneja hari kore Jisti arikare. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Gaura Leela is going on right now. Right here in Punjabi Bagh, right with Maharaj. Gaura Leela is going on right now. And if you're very fortunate, you can see it. And if you're very fortunate, you can enter into it. Because Prabhupada's movement is part of Gaura Leela. And those devotees who are helping Prabhupada's movement, you're helping Mahaprabhu's movement. It's still going on today. And they're accepted by Mahaprabhu. His mercy is so amazing. Because he's come in the mood of Radha. This is a big thing. I'll just tell you a little something. You won't understand what I'm saying. Radharani is Krishna's personified Kripa Shakti. Usually the Kripa Shakti is under the control of the Icha Shakti. In Krishna Leela, that Kripa Shakti is not free. And Radharani doesn't give mercy freely to everyone. Only the residents of Vrindavan get that. In Ram Leela, the residents of Ayodhya, they got that from Kripa Shakti. But in Gaura Leela, that Kripa Shakti is independent. It's no longer under the control of the Icha Shakti. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachila Dileka Kol. He's giving mercy freely to everyone, even to Americans. The most fallen, the most liberated, he doesn't consider who's a fit candidate and who's not a fit candidate. He gives it to everyone. And what is he giving? He's not just teaching about reincarnation and vegetarianism. He's not just giving liberation. He's giving something very, very amazing. That's another topic. Okay, Murray?
Well, I have more questions. Should I save it for tomorrow?
I don't know. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu is in charge. I don't know anything. I can't say anything. I have no qualification. The only qualification we have, and we should always remember, otherwise Punar Mushika Bhava will again become a mouse, is the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and the mercy of my Guru Maharaj's God brothers, like Maharaj. And if we try to act like we know something, we're some big person, then again you become a mouse. Maharaj.
I'm not becoming a mouse again. Don't wait.
So one thing I'd like to do, the dati pati grinati guyam akyati pritchiti bungte bojayate chayava sadvidim pritilakshanam, we want to give you a gift. Because this is how we associate with devotees. We have a magazine. If you want to get some copies of this, you can come and see Krishna Kund. I can't give you all a gift of this. But we have a free email magazine called Krishna Katamita Bindu. And it comes every Ekadasi in PDF format for modern people with computers. And we have new translations, and it's just Krishna Katha. No institution promotion, no bashing, no... just Krishna Katha. Simple thing. So if you'd like to sign up for a free subscription, you can do that. You can see Krishna Kund here. Or if you want to get one of our magazines, this is about Patit Pavan Jagannath. Many nice stories you may not have heard, you can see her. And tomorrow, I don't know, Rukmini Krishna Prabhu will arrange something with someone, I think. If you want, we have 251 issues of Krishna Katamrita Bindu, which you can give you for free. If you bring a pen drive or some kind of thing like that, I'll give it to Prabhuji, he'll make some arrangement and give it to someone. And also, if you'd like this song that we sang today, we can also give you that in PDF format. So if you can't come tomorrow, send a friend to get it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ke Samaveda Bhakta Vinda ke Vancha Kavadaru Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Kunjali Bhad Bhaktas ke